This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Okay, well, welcome back to All Time Awesome Forgotten Tracks. I'm Dave Walker and you're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, coming to you on 104.7 FM, 1431 AM. Thanks for tuning in again. This is our second session. If you didn't catch the first, well, welcome. Now, we specialise in playing songs that perhaps are either B-side songs or songs sort of deepened into an album that we don't often hear anymore. One of the most famous songs that I'm going to play for you now from John Lennon's list was this song called Stand By Me, but it was actually a cover of a Ben E. King song. I knew Lennon did some cover albums, and one particularly he did was called Rock and Roll, but I have to admit to not paying it too much attention, and I hadn't really linked this song was actually a cover. I mean, Lennon, I felt, sang it so well, and it was really kind of, he owned it, I felt. Both versions of the song remain famous still today, but which one did the best, I hear you ask? Well, I guess you've probably figured out that already, and it's the reason for this great track being on the show today. King used to be part of the Drifters, but left the group, and Rolling Stone interviewed him, and he remarked that he missed the backing harmonies of the Drifters for this song. Well, he still managed to get it all the way up to number 6 in the charts that year, while Lennon, well, he only managed number 20. I have to say, I like the pace of Lennon's song better, and I'd love you to sit back now and just enjoy John Lennon's Stand By Me.
She tumbled and
Yeah, classic Lennon, wasn't it? I never heard the previous version, I got to say, but yeah, he did it well. Okay, well, our next artist, Helen Folasade Adu, known professionally as Sade. She was a Nigerian, or is a Nigerian-born British singer, and she's raised in the UK from the age of four. She's a songwriter and an actress known as the lead singer of her band Sade, and she's become one of the most successful British female artists in history. Her influence on music was recognised in the UK with an award of the Office of the Order of the British Empire in 2002, and she was also made commander in the 2017 birthday honours. So obviously the British people thought very, very highly of her. Her sophisticated soul music and smooth jazz style became synonymous with that late time of the night when things are winding down and you're sitting back on the couch resting after a hard night at whatever you've been working at, or maybe you've come in from a concert or just a long day. It's one of those wind-back type sort of singers that you'd like to sort of sit down and relax to, and I've often thought of her in that vein. So thank you, Sade, for helping me to relax in those times when I really needed to. This song is from her 1985 album, The Promise, and I'd like you to sit back and enjoy By Your Side.
Oh,
I hope you relaxed to that song. I certainly did. Okay, well, the next song for you is a little bit more upbeat. The Ghost in You. It was a song by the English rock band The Psychedelic Furs. It was written by the band's lead singer, Richard Butler, and the bass player at the time, Tim Butler. It was the second single from the band's fourth studio album, Mirror Moves, which was released in 1984. As a single, it peaked at number 59 on the US Billboard Hot 100, and apart from being a great song, this is another, I think, that deserves that first release status. It doesn't get anywhere near the playtime either that it should on radio stations, so here it is to remind you of just how good this group is, The Ghost in You by The Psychedelic Furs. Yeah, great song there from Psychedelic Furs. I've always loved that one. Our next band, right, if I mention the following songs, Hold the Line, Africa, and Rosanna. Who am I talking about? You've probably guessed already. I'm talking about Toto, the American rock band formed in 1977. They cut across so many genres. Toto is one of those bands that just a lot of generations just love and they've come to enjoy. This is why they've been successful for so long. This song is possibly one of the forgotten ones, I think, and it's not often played. Those three I mentioned earlier tend to get more airtime. So I'd love you to sit back and groove to Pamela by Toto. We'll be right back. I hope you enjoyed that song there from Toto, Pamela. Right, The Electrical Storm. It's a song by the Irish rock band U2. It's the fourth track on their second greatest hits compilation. It's the one I'm going to play for you next. It's from their best 1990-2000 album. It was a new song, actually, that was recorded for the compilation album. I love it when you get bonus tracks on greatest hits albums, don't you? U2 are one of those absolutely giant groups. They're one stage the biggest group in the world, and I'm not sure if they still are not somewhere up there in those sort of lofty heights. A bunch of teenagers who came together in 1976, they sure did a good job. Well, that's another thing I was thinking of, actually. How many bands have to separate their greatest hits by decade? Not many, eh? Enjoy U2, Electrical Storm.
The sky can crack, there must be some way.
Yeah, a wonderful song there from U2. Okay, that leads us through to the next song that we're going to be playing for you, Billy Joel. Born in the Bronx, raised on Long Island, and coming to our radios in the very early 1970s. Our next feature is this man, Billy Joel. They often refer to him as the Piano Man. Obviously a quote inspired by his hit single, the same name. The song we are featuring today is one that came 20-plus years into his career and was released on an album of its own name. Have you guessed it yet? The River of Dreams, released in 1993. This was, in fact, his latest released studio album, and his 12th in total. Now, as I may have mentioned, I'm a bit of an Elton John fanatic. Well, I got the chance to see him and Joel in a double act, actually, in Auckland, and I went with my bias, I think, for Elton John, and came away with another favourite artist, Billy Joel. So thanks, Billy. I'd like you to sit back now and enjoy The River of Dreams off the album of the same name by Billy Joel. Yeah, and Billy, being the amazing artist that he is, played most of the actual music on that was actually him playing the piano, etc., and all the other bits and pieces on that track. So he's an amazing artist and very talented. Okay, well, that leads us through to this amazing singer-songwriter that I've come across sort of some time ago, by the name of Buffy St. Marie. And I've got the two letters CC at the end of her name, which stand for the Order of Canada. She was given that by Canada. She's an Indigenous Canadian-American singer-songwriter, musician, Oscar award-winning composer, visual artist, educator, pacifist, and social activist. Throughout her career in all of these areas, her work has focused on issues facing Indigenous peoples of the Americas. I'd like to present a song that really deserves much greater airtime than it gets. It was released on her 13th studio album, Coincidence and Likely Stories, in 1992. It was released after quite a gap to her previous work, actually some 16 years, in fact, where she spent time raising her son and working on a children's television program, Sesame Street. Yeah, it's a fantastic album. Check it out. I know you'll love it. Our song today is The Big Ones Get Away. Here is Buffy St. Marie. Enjoy. Yeah, did you enjoy that? I hope you did. I love her music. She's got a wonderful voice. Okay, well, something completely different now. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. George Thorogood, he began his career as a solo acoustic performer. He formed a band, the Delaware Destroyers, with high school friends and drummer Jeff Simon. Their music was a mixture of Chicago blues and rock and roll. His first major recording came with the album George Thorogood and the Destroyers, which was released in 1977. Now George is famous for his amazing slide guitar, a Gibson ES-125, and he loves to bring instrumentals into the middle of his songs or at the end of his songs. I'll just keep doing it, George, because I love it too. And here's a song that he put together called The Madison Blues. It's the live at the Cincinnati Gardens, and I hope you enjoy it. Now, I want you to control your shoulders because they're going to start to want to move. They're going to start to sort of do their own thing. I'm telling you, mine do every time I hear this song. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, The Madison Blues.
Thank you.
How'd you get on with those shoulders? Man, I just wanted to sort of move them left and move them right every time I hear that song. Every time I hear George Thorogood, he's such a great artist, and I love that guitar of his. Okay, that leads us through to the next artist, an artist by the name of Sir Rod Stewart, CBE. Yep, what an amazing career this man has had. Such a discography of musical hits, and decades of different genres and covers and memories he's given us. The song we feature today is a cover and was written by Tom Waits, and it was released by him in 1985, Stewart releasing it himself, though, in 1989. Now, I must admit to not knowing that fact when I began my research on this song. In fact, Stewart has enjoyed covering a huge number of covers over his career. Check out Secondhand Songs on the net, actually. There's a really cool website which dedicates itself to songs that have been covered by other artists. This song was a great selection on his behalf, I feel, and it was really suited to his voice. Hasn't he got one of those totally distinctive voices you instantly recognise? And he ended up really, I think, owning this song, in my opinion. Sit back, I want you to enjoy this song, Downtown Train, a cover by Rod Stewart, and have a listen for the sly guitar played by Jeff Beck.
Outside, another yellow moon has punched a hole in the nighttime mist. I climb through the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full of all them Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little world. You wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that'll ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh, baby, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? Will I see you? Stand by the light of the forest. Watch them as they fall. Oh, baby, you're having heart attacks. They stare at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. Will I see you tonight on a downtown train? Thank you.
Yeah, I let the whole song play out there for you. Not often that happens on the radio, I guess, too, either. They're sort of trying to squeeze in as many as they can over an hour spot. So that was the whole of that track for you, Rod Stewart, Downtown Train. Okay, well, just speaking of distinctive voices, that song comes from an artist of my parents' generation, and so does this one. This one is called Hush, Not a Word to Mary, by John Rowles. It's off the If I Only Had Time album. Mum and Dad played this artist frequently when I was growing up, and so often isn't it the case that we sort of remember songs from our parents and the songs that they played. John Rowles is our first Kiwi artist actually on the show, and I like it that he takes that head billing actually. It's really cool. Of course, he wrote big hits like Cheryl Moana Marie and If I Only Had Time. And I don't know whether you know, but he actually played for the Maori All Blacks in 1938. Amazing. Today, I have a lesser-known track, but in my opinion, one of his greatest hits, actually. Please enjoy Hush, Not a Word to Mary, written by Mitch Murray and Peter Calander, and sung by John Rowles.
Hush, not a word. A glass of wine, a little harmless fun, a cozy chat about this and that, never could hurt anyone. Oh, hush, not a word to Mary, she may not understand, and she may and long for her when she's not around. I love her so, I'm sure you know, I never could let her down. So hush, not a word to Mary, don't want to break her.
Yeah, it's time that I got home as well, actually. I hope you've enjoyed All Time Awesome Forgotten Tracks today. It's Dave Walker. I'm signing out. Thanks for listening.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.